Are you tired of the typical libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh? Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.
I've been locked up day and night. It's been a long week. I'm ready for the scene. I'm ready to be seen. Been locked up day and night. It's been a long week. I'm ready for the scene.
This song, this fantastic song, is called OTS by the band Kanji. And we have here their members. We have Iron Fit and Sashi305 with us. And I want to say hello to you. Hi, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, hello.
Sashi. Happy to be here.
Sashi and Fit. And Kanji. Kanji, tell us a little bit about your project, your music, the people behind the music. Take the floor.
Okay. Sean?
Sure. So thanks a lot, Antonio, for having us on this. And, you know, this is our first ever interview, so we're super excited and we're really grateful for the opportunity. But, you know, Kanji is something that Sasha and I have been kind of collaborating over the course of a couple years. We kind of started it off in the middle of the pandemic, and we started, you know, Sashi and I started working remotely, basically. I would make a couple beats here or there. I would send her way and get her, you know, kind of take on it. And it's been just a real joy to to work with her, you know, on this project.
Okay, wonderful. How about you, Sashi? What's your take on the story? Are you?
Same. It's just that we just happened to mesh really well musically. We DJed together before we started making music together. And then, you know, the quarantine happened and we needed something to work on, you know. Sean kept sending me tracks and I loved putting vocals down to them, and we worked really well together. So it was a fun project, and I'm happy that we're finally getting to release songs. Yeah.
Okay. This is, I understand, a collaboration that you do with your home studio. You know, Fit puts together the music, sends over to you the tracks, then you come up with, you know, with the vocals and the melodies and the lyrics on your own. Do you record like that? You both record by yourselves? What's that process like a little bit?
Exactly. I have my own little home studio set up, microphones and interfaces, and it's just me locked in my room at like 3 o'clock in the morning recording vocals. And then just sending them back to Sean, and he meshes everything together. We had our friend Sam do the mixing on the project and another friend do the mastering at the end to really make everything pop. So,
yeah.
It took a while longer than doing everything in person, but I think that we got a really interesting sound out of it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think as opposed to a lot of the other projects I've done in the past, you know, you start off with a group of people in a room and you just sort of jam out songs and what have you. and then you kind of go for the recording process. This is like the complete opposite of that. Like we basically recorded everything first, and now we're in the process of putting like a live band together, which is really, really fun. And I feel like to Sasha's point, like we've come up with some really interesting stuff that I think is kind of a function of the way that we wrote the music. You know, it gives us, we kind of created stuff that's a lot more varied, a lot more diverse than probably if we started just jamming in a room. Because for me, I use a lot of stuff in free loops. Like I actually make the music in a box, like in the computer. I basically started off with just the laptop. So those sounds, melodies and chords and things like that, I probably wouldn't conceive of if I was like, you know, playing guitar or messing around on a keyboard. It gives me like a lot more freedom to come up with stuff that otherwise I probably would never be able to think of in real life.
Awesome. Fantastic. Yeah, it's a very different approach, like you were saying, you know, versus maybe picking up an instrument. I think the landscape sounds, the soundscapes that you create, maybe... for example, what would you say you consider your influences?
We're all over the place. You know, I grew up listening to a lot of darker stuff, a lot of punk and goth and dark wave, heavily influenced by like Susie and the Banshees type stuff, Portishead, things like that. Things combined with punk and electronic music. So sometimes when I sit down to record, since I'm alone, it's like whatever kind of music I've been listening to that day that like kind of gets stuck in my head, that vibe, and then it kind of gets into my vocals and my lyrics.
What about you, Fit? What you say is your main influences?
Yeah, so I think that's where Sasha and I kind of overlap. We both come from like, we really like darker styles of music. Like, I think that's our background. We may not necessarily produce music that sounds dark, but I think everything has a little bit of an edge to it. Like, both of us, you know, need to have that little bit of edge. I don't know how to like put my finger on it. But musically, I'd say I just really love dance music. And I think for this, I really wanted to make sure that every song had like a good groove and a good rhythm. And like, I really kind of think about like my experiences in like a nightclub, because I like to go out like to dance. So I just kind of think about the songs that make me kind of want to move and in the bass lines that are catchy and that sort of thing. And then, so that's really where I start off everything with a beat, you know, with just like the kick drum, and then I add a bass line. So that's the foundation of every song. Like, it must have a good a good rhythm. Stuff is just kind of added on.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell.
You can really dance to all of our songs.
Exactly. I was going to ask you, like, where do you see, you know, what's the best setting for the listening experience of your music? Or the experience?
Basement party? After parties? Clubs? Like, just anywhere you can let loose and dance and have fun.
Nice.
You know, we're a crazy party band, I feel like, you know, just, but like covering all different kinds of vibes, you know?
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I think that you could play us at a goth club or at a dance club in New York. Like, it just, you know, we're versatile like that, I think.
The pyramid,
yep,
maybe.
Like from
the pyramid after 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like, honestly, that basement, like, there's this party called DEFCON. In the basement there once a month, and it was like industrial and goth, and the pyramid is a great example, because it's like you go upstairs and you get like really nice catchy 80s tunes, and I think we have a good mix of that, and then you go in the basement, you have more of like a hard pitch type music. So it, yeah, exactly, like a place like the pyramid or place like QXD's in Newark, where they have three different rooms and each room has a different vibe. I think like I've patroned those places enough. And so Sasha, that we, you know, that music has just kind of bled into us.
Oh, definitely. So we have like a song for every room, basically.
You know, by listening to your music, you can really feel, you can almost feel to be there. It's really involving. It's really transporting. I think this would be really good played live in one of those, you know, venues like that. Played live. How do you feel?
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel your setup? Like, what kind of instruments would you'd like to have live? How do you feel that's going to be?
Well, we're working on that now. We just added a bass player. So, you know, we've been considering what the best setup would be, but we definitely want to be over the top, you know, and put on a good show, because I think that people would be really receptive to it. You know, we're fun, so.
Awesome.
Exactly. So yeah, I think that, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, you know, given that you're the one creating the music, what do you think would be your instrument? What would be your instrument of choice?
Oh yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I think we're going to take samples from the original tunes. We're going to play those and we're going to add extra layers of music on top of it. So it'll be a heightened experience compared to, say, listening to it on the record, because we want to have all the elements that are on the record plus more. So like surprise elements. Yeah, surprise elements. Like we have, like Sasha's a multi-instrumentalist. Like she can bring in just about a dozen instruments if she would like to. I'm a guitar player. I could do some synthesizer, but we were messing around with another one of our tracks that just came out, Ritual, with like guitar and bass in addition to the other, and violin. And Sasha was working on the violin as well. So we have a lot of tools in our tool shed.
Yeah, that would be really, really impressive. Honestly, I can hear this, you know, with these instruments, and it would be a very, very fun show to see live. Absolutely.
And I think it would be different every time, so you would get a different experience every time you'd see us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can... depending on what instrument we pull out of our hat.
So. Certainly.
The bag of tricks.
Yeah. Well, you know, Con G, a really band full of surprises and a lot of interest, honestly. This can be really, really massive. Your sound is really special and very original, really. I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Okay, so we got your plans. You're right now putting together the live band. I guess the question would be for individually, and, you know, take turns as you wish. But if you had advice for your younger self regarding your music career, what do you think that'd be?
Don't be afraid of what other people think, or don't worry about what other people are going to think about you if you are worried about being perceived as being weird or whatever. Just, you know, do what you feel and just keep making music. And don't let anything stop you. That's for me.
Excellent.
Sean?
What about you, Fit?
Yeah, I would say I like what Sasha said there about don't let anyone stop you, like, or, you know, put a roadblock. I think everything kind of happens for a reason. So even if I had the ability to go back and speak to my younger self, I probably wouldn't, because I would mess with the timeline. And like, this may not have happened. You know what I mean? So everything kind of happens for a reason.
That's the first time somebody answers me that. That's really cool.
Yeah, because, I've watched enough of those sci-fi movies to know that, you know, you just don't mess with the space-time continuum.
Yeah, but, the butterfly effect, definitely.
But I think it would just be, you know, just stay encouraged, and you know, just be discerning about who you collaborate with. And, you know, I'm lucky enough to be able to work with Sasha at this point in my life.
Same with you, not with me.
Wow. Nice. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful answers. Really, really creative. Like your music, honestly.
Yeah. Thank you.
Love to see this band playing live. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. If it was to my personal taste, I would put like a really hard drummer there with the synthesizers and
ooh,
the loops.
Yeah.
That would be really, really cool as well.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's a great idea.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. So keep us posted. Absolutely. We got Con G again. Sashi 305. Wonderful vocals. Beautiful voice. A lot of instruments.
Thank you.
Maybe a violin. You got to just go to see them and then realize what's going to be the surprise that night. Right? Iron Fit.
Yep.
Making exactly. All the music. All of that great, wonderful music. Maybe playing guitar. Who knows, synthesizers. Beautiful, beautiful. These OTS. We're going to enjoy a little bit more of this wonderful music. Thank you. Thank you both again. All the best, lad.
Thank you, Antonio. It's a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Till the next one.
Nice talking to you.
Libraries with conventional music that makes you feel meh. Introducing Lyrics.com, the music website made for and by minds like you. Our team are lifelong musicians and producers in love with music. Search the Lyrics music catalogs and find music with guaranteed originality. Mark the difference with Music of Signature at Lyrics.com.